There are a healthy number of sketchpad applications out there, and SketchToy, I would say, adds to that pantheon, but in a slightly different way. As with most of them, you're presented with a blank canvas, and on it, using your mouse, you can sketch things out. And here we see instantly one of the potential problems, because any kind of drawing using a mouse can be quite challenging, shall we say. Even if you're using a trackpad on a lap pad, where you can use your finger to control the cursor, that's not easy either to sketch, particularly given the size of the trackpads. I have tried this on a tablet device and it works okay on my 7-inch Galaxy, probably work better on a larger tablet. But again, using your finger, getting subtlety of movement is not always easy. So maybe a stylus can help here, whether it's a stylus that you use with your tablet device or whether you have a graphics tablet attached to your computer. So some of the sophisticated drawings that they show as examples that are produced by clearly much more talented artists than me were probably produced where they were using a stylus. But having said that, this is about sketching. It's not producing great works of art. And you're presented with a limited range of tools, and I think that makes life a lot easier in some senses, in that you're not distracted by any of the fripperies, any of the additionality and features. You're just focusing on the task in hand, which is producing a sketch to illustrate something, whether that's a principle, an idea, or whatever. The tools that you've got are an eraser, as you might expect. You've got different sizes to the brush and a limited colour palette from which to choose. And then the extra feature, if you will, is that as you're making a sketch, all the time your actions are being recorded, so that when you complete it and click save, you don't need an account here to be able to save things. Every sketch that's produced when it's saved generates a unique URL that you can use to save and share with other people. So having completed it and click save, what SketchToy then does is when you share that URL with someone else or you reload the URL, it does a playback of an animation of all of the brush strokes that you made while you were making your sketch. So you get this sort of like a little movie showing what you did. And if you keep that in mind, you can actually use that as a teaching technique. So how you build something up, how you build up a piece of art, if it was that you were doing, but even an illustration. So it could even be how to undertake calculations in maths or in physics, where you set out the calculation, then work your way through it in stage by stage, and students can see what's being done at each stage as they play back the movie. There's no audio recording, unfortunately, but there are ways around that, I suppose. But it's the principle of actually showing that step by step, I think, that's important. So, for example, in physics, if we were doing circuit diagrams, where we actually take a particular circuit and then we might want to perform some simple calculations on it. So we might have got simple Ohm's law calculations where we're calculating either the current or voltage or resistance given two of those. What I thought might be an interesting thing to do is to actually perform sort of some calculation practices in a slightly different way. What you tend to do with students is to give them a range of problems, different levels of difficulty, and allow them to practice with each of those. And doing the same or similar kinds of things repeated times can be perhaps not so interesting for them. So here's perhaps a different way of doing it. Imagine creating a simple circuit, sharing that with one student and asking them to solve the problem that's been set in the sketch. But then, having solved it, they then have to change the sketch, change the circuit in some way, and then pass that on to another student who has to solve the problem that they've been set. And what SketchToy allows you to do is, even though it's a movie that's been created, when the movie's stopped playing, the animation is stopped, you can then add to or alter or append that sketch you can change things about it and then send it on to the next person as a newly saved version of the original with a new URL. So imagine a relay where the students solve the problem but then set one. And actually that can be a particularly powerful thing, as we all know, when you're asking students to generate questions, not just solve them. So that's one example of how you potentially could use SketchToy. It does have one extra feature, and that's they call it vibration, and the way that it works is similar to the effect that you get when you're looking at old line drawn animations where the characters and setting seem to shimmer slightly, because when each frame is being produced, the lines are not necessarily lined up with the previous or the next frames, so you get a sort of wobbling effect. I'm not sure that adds to the way that SketchToy does things, but maybe it does. Anyway, you can actually turn it off, or you can turn it up to the max, and then it becomes really disconcerting. But that's an additional feature, and that's one of the things that sets SketchToy apart, perhaps. What I would say is that it is free, but of course you usually have the penalty of that being ad-supported. Well, that's fine, normally, but with SketchToy you've got two quite large panels, one down each side of your sketchpad, where the advertisements appear, and of course you've not got a great deal of control over them. They can be slightly distracting, I suppose, but again, that might just be something that you use as a teachable moment when we talk about how advertisers can sort of play with our minds somewhat and try to distract us from the task at hand. So possibly a bad thing, but possibly a teachable moment too. So that's SketchToy.